This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm off to London to Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, who's based in London, and walks and talks London. And he's looking at the possibility of a reopening or a delayed reopening. Also, the recommendation by the cabinet minister in charge of tourism to this summer follow a staycation. Stay at home. Don't go overseas. The green list of countries you can travel to. Remember, the Britons regard Europe and Africa as like as we regard going to the beach. That's what they do. They go to the Mediterranean in some fashion. That list is very short. There are very few countries you can go to, and then when you come home, go back to your life. So, staycation, what does that mean? Joe, we'll start with the big parks. Hyde Park is a particular favorite of mine. Are the London parks again enjoying great attention? Has the weather moderated since that beach weekend, and are people about in London walking freely?
Oh, I mean, everything is completely packed now because the beautiful weather has continued. You know, it's warm, it's sunny. The days here are getting very long at this high latitude. And I think that there, again, as we have discussed many times in recent months, is this real hunger to be able to socialize and enjoy the outdoors. And I think that a consequence of that is you see all of the sports leagues have come back. You see a lot of people socializing with their picnics or just enjoying a drink in the afternoon in the park. You know, definitely a lot of jogging and other athletic activity. So I think, you know, people are definitely taking advantage of that opportunity.
I mentioned mini parks only because I came across this item in one of the London papers. I can't remember what. It was a weekender item. And it was lovely because I can't imagine America being this organized. But then again, we have a different understanding of your home is your castle. I read, garden sheds and home offices are usually within permitted development rights as long as they are not bigger than 15 square meters, not used for sleeping in, and do not take up more than 50% of the garden. Wildlife pools can be construed as engineering works. Again, it is all about scale and the amount of earth being moved. As ever, go check with your local planning officer first. Joe, did you know there were planning officers for garden pools and sheds in the backyard? That London is so well organized, people are poking their heads out saying, he's exceeded the limit. What are you going to do about it? And they call up a planning officer. Did you know that, Joe?
Oh, yes. I mean, basically what we're talking about, planning is the British term for what in America we call zoning. But it is much more intrusive here. And, you know, I think that you do run into a lot of these issues where you can have a lot of planning or zoning concerns to do with what people are doing in their backyards. And, I mean, what I thought was so striking about that story is that, of course, right now people are spending an awful lot of time at home. And even as we come into the summer, as we've discussed, there are all of these concerns surrounding travel. And so I think people are still intending that they will spend most of the summer at home. Britain has had the same boom in home improvement that has been sweeping America, with everyone getting new kitchens and building extensions and doing up their backyards, you know, that sort of thing. And yet, you know, this is all a product of the fact that people, the government has placed all of these restrictions in your ability to go out of the home. And now you have these stories about all of these restrictions about what you can build in your own backyard.
Finally, Joe, President
President Biden visiting Britain for the first time. Is it a big item in the news? He's off to Cornwall, which is a beautiful part of Britain with a great deal of security. Is this an excitement for the Britons, or is the pandemic again dominating the television news? We have about a minute, Joe.
No, I think there's going to be a lot of attention on this because it is, you know, an occasion for the UK to host an event like this, especially this is going to be one of the first major events post-pandemic and post-Brexit. So I think there will be a desire for that. And I think that one urgent issue will be this travel thing. I think there are now calls for Boris Johnson and President Biden to hopefully work out some way that you can really revive travel between the UK and the US. I certainly would hope that that happens just as a big signal that we are all getting back on track again.
Yes, America is not on the green list, I believe, as of now. That would be good to negotiate. And I'm not sure. I'd check very carefully your travel plans to London. It would be a wonderful city, especially to collect the micro parks, the pocket parks that are being observed. Remember, even J.K. Rowling had to agree when she built a Wonderland for her children, based upon Harry Potter, of course. She had to go along with the planning regulations. There are so many rules here, I can't possibly. Joe Sternberg, Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.